Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's September 10th, and I'm wearing a Tucson Sidewinders New Era 5950 purchased from USA Cap King. Yesterday, we talked about the 1984 world champion Detroit Tigers, who had stellar up-the-gut defense with middle infielders Alan Trammell and Lou Whitaker, backstop Lance Parrish, and center fielder Chet Lemon. Lemon was the A's first-round draft choice in 72 and was playing for the AAA Tucson Toros, forerunners of the Sidewinders, when he was dealt to the Southsiders in the summer of 75. The following year, Chet became the Sox starting center fielder, a role he'd maintained through 15 years of big league ball, exchanging one double-deck cathedral for another in the winter of 81 when he was traded to the Tigers, where he won his one and only ring 3 years later. That team had its 40-year reunion over Labor Day weekend, and against all odds, Chet Lemon was there. In the spring of 91, Lemon was diagnosed with polycythemia vera, a blood disease typically found in white men 50 to 75, not seemingly healthy 36-year-old black professional athletes, a condition which not only ended his career, but has nearly ended his life countless times. I'd encourage you to read Jeff Seidel's article in the Detroit Free Press, check the links, to learn more about how one of the sport's genuine all-time ever good guys, a guy who's given so much back to the game we all love so much, is dealing with the effects of a disease which has crippled him, stolen most of his ability to move, and eliminated all but a single word from his spoken vocabulary. But it hasn't taken his smile.